Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Here's hoping you have a long weekend. If you don't, just try to stay cool this weekend. It is going to be brutal starting today. If you're out in Livermore or if anywhere really in the East Bay, you know, just try to stay cool. Find someplace cool to go. There's cooling centers Vinny was just talking about. We're going to list those at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, they're on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, thank
right
you.
Now.
Thanks, Hooman. Perfect. This part of the show is sponsored by America's Tire. Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. I think I went too fast on that, didn't I?
Yeah, you didn't give me a chance to do
Sorry
the thing
about
we
that.
Planned.
No, go ahead.
We'll do it next time.
No, I want to talk about the SF Stair Climb.
All right, everyone. On September 9th, Bryn and I are going to be climbing 1,197 stairs to raise money for firefighters, paramedics, and police officers suffering from post-traumatic stress. And I just want to say a huge, heartfelt thank you to everyone that's contributed. We're definitely winning. I don't want to brag, but we're winning lot. So
thanks to you
guys. He
doesn't
want to, but he just has to.
I just
want to
say a big thank you to Tonya James.
Tanya.
Tanya James. We think she's from Georgia. We looked her up. Oh. She donated $2,600.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
We had to find her. I wrote her a message.
Yeah,
thank
I wrote
you
her a
so
message,
much.
Too.
That's amazing. So what is your total at?
Well, I mean, all right. It's 8,237.
Oh, that's great.
We're double everyone else.
Oh, Hooman, that's wonderful.
Really
Tanya
is.
James, wherever you are, thank you so much. What a wonderful contribution.
Is someone going to video you guys so we can see it?
Like running up the stairs
yeah.
the entire time? Probably not, but we'll see. I'm gonna do another test run next Tuesday, I hope.
Oh, is Bryn going to do it too?
Nice. Well, he's a busy guy.
Actually, Tuesday I'm watching
Oh, you're
going to
watch
too.
A movie,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he's going to go see it.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. He's not going to practice for this at all. He's just going to drag his ass up the 1,197 stairs. And
will he still kick Hooman's ass?
Maybe.
I'm going to get to the top. That's the goal. Just, you know,
to kick Hooman's
to
ass?
I just want to get up. No, I just want to get up to the top. Representing for us, that's all.
Tonight.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Wait. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Tonight on Netflix, the third season premiere of Narcos.
Oh my God!
So if you're wondering what you're going to do while the heat is on this weekend and you haven't already watched the first two seasons of Narcos, Vinny has been just blathering about these for months and he loves these shows.
So who, Vinny, so every season it's a new
drug lord?
No, so the first two seasons were about Pablo Escobar and you follow his rise and fall. I don't want to be a spoiler, but the third season is going to be what happens after
the rise and fall of Pablo.
Right. There are, it leaves a lot of room for new cartels.
Mm.
And so I can only imagine how competitive things get. One thing that was going on during his reign, he's a murderous. You can't believe
he's
this
a terrible
dude.
Person.
He's a tyrant and was a terrorist, basically. And you don't know that. I mean, you hear about these
drug cartels and drug lords.
And you know it's bad, but you just can't believe he was blowing up planes and bombing pharmacies and just raining terror in
Colombia. So this is all documented truth, or this is loosely based on his true story?
I believe much of it is documented truth, but it's not a documentary. It's done with actors. So the guy playing the role, I believe, is a Brazilian dude, which, you know, someone might
be mad if
take
they're
offense.
Colombian.
You know.
Wasn't our Vanessa, our Colombian board op? She was.
Yes,
she's like,
said he's
in
not
Colombia,
even.
Everyone's
that's,
very mad because
right.
It's not. He's not even.
Why would you?
A
he's
Colombian
a bad guy.
Guy.
What do you care about that for? Of all the things. Anyway, so
Narcos tonight, third season starts on Netflix.
Yay!
So while you're hunkered down in your house trying to beat the heat. Oh, speaking of your house. When are you closing on the new house? Like, when are you moving?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we'd like to all know that.
I have no idea.
Narcos. Oh. Do you have a rough idea? Do you have a rough idea? Like, I asked him.
I just said I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever hear the name, Vinny? I always hear about the drug lord, the woman, Griselda Blanco.
I think she's one of the...
Oh.
There I is always an... see stuff on her. Like, she was...
Griselda.
Horrible person.
There is a woman in season two that her husband is removed from his position and she assumes the role.
I don't know if that's that lady or not.
So
she was
we don't know
bad,
her name?
They say she was as bad or worse even than Pablo.
Oy.
Griselda.
I can't even imagine worse.
Yeah.
Oy, yay, yay.
Griselda is...
grizzly looking, huh?
She's a little
that's
grizzly
not
looking.
How they portray her.
Oh,
in...
is she
well,
pretty?
They gotta get
she's
someone
pretty.
Attractive, you know. Maybe it is a different
yeah,
woman.
It might
she's
be a different
gnarly.
Woman.
Yeah.
But we may see that lady in the next season.
Well, she yeah. looks like someone you don't want to mess with, so I guess she's got that going for her, you know.
Ooh,
you don't
want to
look.
I just remember the things she used to do.
Like what? Like what?
I believe she was bisexual, and she would, she would like to point guns at people while having sex with
them.
Oh,
that's like on The Sopranos that one time. Tony's sister was doing it with the guy and he was pointing a gun at her head. Mm-hmm. That was
what's
like,
she up to
what,
now?
What got him?
Griselda?
Oh, Griselda?
So I think she's dead.
Oh. That's the end of season three. Spoiler alert.
So Narco season three.
Okay.
So
very exciting.
We're really only into the ninth month here of 2017, but Vulture.com put out a series of lists breaking down the best music, TV shows, and movies of the year so far, in their opinion, of course.
Is Game of Thrones on there?
You know, no, it isn't on there. For best TV shows, they've got The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, which is absolutely great.
I want to watch that. I'm bummed that it hasn't somehow spread out to other...
I'm sure they'll be really proprietary about it, too, because it's a Hulu original, and they are fully, you know, they tag all over it. You know, you can sign up for a 30-day trial of Hulu,
yeah.
Although maybe you can't because you already did that for the
11/22/63.
Right. Yeah, pay for
I
a month of it.
And then I quit.
Well, sign up for a month of it and watch it. HBO's Insecure, which it's on my radar. It looks hilarious. It looks like it's a bunch of like 20-something black women, and they are just sort of living their lives.
What's it called?
It's called Insecure. It looks really funny.
I think I saw the first episode of that.
I think I saw something recently the other day.
Is she a school teacher?
I don't know. I just saw the women get... together having drinks and stuff.
Right. So it looks like a little Sex in the City-ish.
Uh-huh.
And there's like various dudes. You know, it seems like they're always talking about these dudes. But it looks really funny.
Yeah. I saw and just, think like the last 20 minutes of one episode.
People are saying that it's great, or the people at Vulture say it's great. They put it right up there. Something on Amazon called The Patriot. Has anybody watched that?
Uh-uh.
Is that on the Amazon Prime Live Video, whatever the hell their streaming service is called?
I don't know that one either.
And Netflix's Dear White People.
I've never
heard of
that
one either. It sounds like it's for me. I mean, you know, Dear White People. I guess I should probably watch that. You know, I don't want to tear that letter up and slam the door in its face.
Oh, really?
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody. The best songs this year so far, they say... are Drew Barrymore by SZA.
By the way.
Pretty nice. I like it.
Harry Styles is a good actor.
Oh, he was in Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. He did a great job
like
on that.
Yeah, I got to say, of all the One Direction dude songs I've heard, I have enjoyed. I don't like that.
What about Liam? Lion.
Niall.
Niall
Horan. That's okay.
That's pretty good.
It's all right. But I, you know, there's been not the hits I've been hearing on the Alice, but... the little side songs that I've heard on there are like, this is nice. Anyway, Vulture.com named it one of the best songs of the year so far. And The War on Drugs, a song called Holding On. I want to say we listened to this during like a New Music Friday or something. This sounds familiar.
I don't think so.
No? All right. You would know. You're the new music guy. Has that like retro feel to it.
Today's a new music day too, isn't it?
It
sure is.
Very exciting.
Yes. They named the best albums as 444 by Jay-Z, Damn by Kendrick Lamar, and Melodrama by Lorde.
Lorde's new album is so good.
Yeah, and her dancing's amazing. The best music videos so far, Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled, Rihanna, and Bryson Tiller. Yeah, you love that song. Moonlight by Jay-Z, and Humble by Kendrick Lamar. I told you the best TV shows. Best movies so far, they say, are...
Oh, here we go.
Logan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I watched that.
What'd you think?
I liked it, but I've said this already. I just think that there's too many... I don't know where in any of these things that movie sits.
Right.
So as a standalone, it was fine, but I did find myself going, who's the creepy bald guy in this film?
Oh, they put him in like you'll know who he is.
Jean-Luc Picard.
No, not him.
Oh, you're talking about Professor. The other bald guy.
Who's the other guy?
No one knows.
He's like a sick character.
He's like the albino guy who won't leave the house. Oh. I don't know. Anyway, it was good, but there's too many superhero movies for me.
Dunkirk was also named by Vulture.com to be one of the best so far of 2017. Wind River?
Wind River, I heard of it, but I didn't see it because it just looks so morbid. It was a big hit at Sundance. It stars Hawkeye and...
Alan Alda?
Hawkeye.
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner, yeah. Oh. And then that Olsen girl. She's not the friendliest person.
Oh, that an Indian reservation film?
Sort of. Like, they're in Alaska. It's snowy. It looks cold. Oh. It seems miserable. I'm like, I cannot get myself.
You don't want a bleak movie.
Well, I mean, I already see so many crappy films. I just didn't want to be miserable, too.
They say that the Salma Hayek movie, Beatrice at Dinner?
You know, I called the studio to see if they'd screen that for me, especially, but they wouldn't, so.
And a heist movie called Baby Driver.
Oh, so great. That's my favorite movie of the year. That or The Big Sick. Those are the two best films.
But
I can't
believe
Big Sick is...
I said Dunkirk was...
No, I like Dunkirk. I was talking about Harry Styles. He was good in that. I mean, let's not overdo it. Dunkirk.
Who's in Baby Driver? I've seen promos for that.
Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx, John Hamm.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
The best horror movie so far. It's funny because I haven't seen any of the best movies, but I've seen all the horror movies. Get Out. That is a great movie. Super creepy and just well done. Good, solid twists. Excellent. Split, that's the one with James McAvoy.
Oh, I like that too.
Yeah, it was, that was good. That was the
M.
Quentin Tarantino. That's what it is, M. Night. And the British zombie movie, The Girl with All the Gifts. They did a good job with that.
I didn't think so.
Oh, really? I thought it was fine.
Fine.
I thought... Especially if you hadn't read the book, you'd think that was a good
movie. What did you think of the book?
Loved the book.
What did you think of the movie?
Fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
All right.
And they also named the best podcasts. Missing Richard Simmons made the best podcast.
Oh.
36 Questions, The Daily, and The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show.
Oh,
awesome.
I made that last part up. But it is a good one. You should listen to
probably
it.
A certain number of them you have to do a year to make the list.
We're working on it. Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do. Look What You Made Me Do.
Song's grown on me.
Has it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Well, Jane loves it, right? So I'm in. Anyway, there's the people who wrote this story don't like it all that much. And they say that there's a cover of it that transforms it into a great song.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
So we decided to, it's a cover band called Postmodern Jukebox. And here we go. This is their take on the new Taylor Swift song.
You don't like this more than the original?
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
I love that person's voice. Is that a girl or a boy? It's a girl.
I thought it was a girl.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Yuzi?
I don't know.
I'm going to say it's a boy.
What is? It's an Asian boy.
Oh, it is an Asian
right?
boy.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Oh, wow.
I think it's great.
Who is this person?
It's a band called Postmodern Jukebox.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. They're, they're just standing on a stage performing it.
I'm going to give it 3 thumbs
up. I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. It's neat. Good take on it. ABC.
His name is Kenton Chen.
Kenton Chen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, put that, see if you can link that up.
I'll put it on the Sarah and Vinny page as well.
Thank you.
Sweet.
ABC is going to announce the cast of the 25th season of Dancing with the Stars next Wednesday on Good Morning America. But as usual, we have a lot of leaks, rumors, etc., that are coming down. Earlier this week, the show did confirm that Drew Scott from the Property Brothers is on board.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Boy, that's what we need. More of him.
Yeah. Because there's not already two of them.
Oh, they're the worst. They're on my TV every time
great.
I turn around.
Oh, I love them. They're fine.
Oh. Is this the guy that does the demolition at least, or is it the other one?
I think that Drew is the construction guy.
At least that part of the show is watchable. Yeah. When they're breaking stuff. You go, all right.
Oh, you don't like when he shows them the houses and shows the design?
I like that. If I gotta see that, I'll stop to see people break crap. But beyond that, I gotta go.
So he's apparently confirmed for Dancing with the Stars. Rumor has it that Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle, who's now 31, is going to be one. And this one I think is true. They actually showed him all dressed in sweats and with his supplies for the day. And then one of the pro dancers showed up and they're at some workout space. So I think that one's definitely happening.
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Who else?
23-year-old singer Jordan Fisher. He was in Disney's Teen Beach movies, Fox's Grease Live, and Hamilton on Broadway. So apparently he's got some chops, but I've never heard of him. Other names that have been floating around are WWE superstar Nikki Bella, Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
Oh, I like Nikki.
Okay.
Bella.
Oh, you know Nikki Bella?
Yeah.
Husband and wife duo?
Well, I don't know that they'll be dancing together or if just one. I thought Nick Lachey had already been on the show.
That
I think it was his
familiar.
Brother from 98 Degrees was on the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that Nick Lachey kid left the public eye.
Well, this is his way back in. So he and his wife, Vanessa Lachey. Former NBA star Derek Fisher, Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran.
The blonde lady, I think.
I guess. And this is strange. Former Paralympic swimmer Victoria Arlen. Hmm. I assume a Paralympian is in a wheelchair?
Well, it depends on what... it could be anything.
Right. So I'm not sure how that'll work.
But that's not... I don't think those events are televised, so it's not like you'd know her from watching her, having watched her events.
Us Magazine was claiming that Bobby Brown was also on board, but apparently they're saying he backed out at the last minute for some reason. I don't know why. And it premieres Monday, September 18th on ABC. For those of you who love Dancing with the Stars, it's back, and you'll find out the full cast on Wednesday.
Someone had texted in. By the way, I think Nick Lachey hosts some game show.
Oh.
But someone had texted in that Lindsay Sterling was...
Oh, the violinist?
Yeah, but I can't find anything. I don't know where they heard that, but I can't find anything on
She's
that.
She's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
She played one of our shows one time.
She did.
Yeah,
it was
right.
It was super.
So I'll keep looking for that and see if it's true.
As I was looking down the list of things today, I saw the movies that are being released this weekend. We didn't do a movie review because there's nothing really big. Noomi Rapace.
They wouldn't screen that movie. I called the studio for that one.
Michael Douglas and John Malkovich are also in this. It's called Unlocked. It's about a CIA agent trying to stop a biological terror attack on London.
Michael Douglas?
Yeah. He plays her mentor. John Malkovich is their CIA boss. And Orlando Bloom, here's the plot of the movie. Orlando Bloom is a guy that Noomi Rapace catches robbing her apartment, who she reluctantly recruits after her mission is compromised. The guy's robbing her, and then she has to...
recruit him. Mm. It has a whole 26% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And then there's something called The Layover, which Kate Upton... and Alexandria Daddario, who plays The Rock's daughter in the movie San Andreas, but she's also in True Detective. Mm-hmm. She's the hot chick that
was messing around with
Woody Harrelson's character.
Oh my, she's blessed.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So it's, I gotta say, I was like, I gotta see the trailer for this. So Bryn pulled it up for me this morning, and it's basically two friends. They both get fired at the same time. They decide they're going on a road trip to Florida. There's a hurricane. They get grounded, like in St. Louis, Missouri. There's this hot dude on the plane with them. They both want him, so they're pulling out all the stops to, you know, be as sexy as possible so that this dude will be into him. And I have to say, I laughed out loud five times during the trailer. Probably
you did?
Probably all the fun, because I was like, Kate Upton acting? Come on. And not that I was blown away by her acting chops, but she seems to be perfect for this role as she's unzipping her top and trying to.
Well, she's been in other stuff. What else was she in? She was in some.
Like The Other Woman or something?
Yeah,
like that.
She was in a movie with like two legit other
actresses.
Actresses.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in a movie with Jamie Lannister. Did you see that
movie? Oh, no, I didn't see that. But anyway, so she's pretty funny in this, and I don't know if every funny moment is packed into the movie trailer. But The Layover is opening this weekend, and so if you're looking for something light.
14 critics reviewed it. It has 0%.
Yeah, oh, no. That's pretty terrible. Bad right
now I heard Cars 3 was coming back into theaters, and I'm going to go see that.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Like it had done its run, and
yeah,
for Labor Day,
we've been
it's
playing commercials
back.
For that, right?
That's what I heard.
Well, I'm sure there'll be air conditioning
I
in there.
I think I'm going to that tonight while the missus takes the cat to cat school.
Oh, nice.
It might actually be a great weekend at the box office because of the heat. Mm-hmm. People are like, well, let's
something
go sit, have a cold drink, and sit in a cold theater.
There's another movie coming out this week called Tulip Fever.
Yeah, that looks good, too. That's Alicia
Well,
Vikander.
It's going to be terrible because Cara Delevingne is in it. And she's a terrible actress.
She is terrible.
They wouldn't screen that either. All the movies you just mentioned, they wouldn't screen. Just so
Well, like you always say, end of the summer movie releases, they stink. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Stuff that goes on sale in September. I'll re-mention the heat wave because that's the biggest news of our day as far as the Bay Area goes. And also, the internet calls this guy a hero, and its definition is embarrassing.
Oh.
And more after these.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is sponsored by Pacific Sales. Congratulations, San Francisco. We won the 100,000 books in the Soar With Reading competition from JetBlue.
Yep.
Yes, everyone.
You want to mention a little...
I'm a little embarrassed.
Soar With Reading.
Yeah.
Just see if you can pick out what the
you have to watch the video.
Yeah, watch the video.
Watch the video clip where they're congratulating us. San Francisco.
And San Francisco's written out. Just see if see if you notice anything.
It's 1 minute and 6 seconds into the video.
Look, all right. Post it. Somewhere.
Oh, you want me to post that
sure,
too?
I
don't post it.
Yeah,
if people want to go there and see them.
But congratulations and thank you to everybody who voted. We wrested this away from the East Coast, which is where the JetBlue people are from.
Right. So. And the lady said she...
loves us?
Wow.
She's, what did I say she said? She said she was going to scout out locations. Oh, they're putting out a...
press release.
A press release next week. Are you laughing at that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's embarrassing. Really? I just emailed her saying, hey.
You spelled our town wrong.
You spelled San Francisco wrong.
Oh, they spelled it right in one section and spelled it wrong in the next one. Soar With Reading.
Their website is a little off. It's not really showing how much we won by. So if you go to our Instagram, we were able to screenshot it and put it on our page.
We kicked ass. Nice. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Cisco.
Now at Pacific Sales, save up to 40% on appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit pacificsales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check it out for everything. What?
I just sang into .com.
We sang to .com.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm squinting at
you made
words.
Me think like, oh,
nope,
what did I miss?
You're totally great.
Oh, God.
You missed nothing. You're on the ball, Ben.
I wouldn't say that, but I didn't miss the sponsor. Balls. Okay. Anyway, RadioAlice.com is where you want to go. Here's what's happening. Major heat wave today.
Super hazy out the window right now, even. Just the color of the sky is all wrong.
In fact, they're issuing a... Of course, I lost it. the power grid's going to be maxed out in California, up and down California. From 1 to 10, they want you to conserve as much energy as possible. So turn lights off if you're not in that room.
Don't run your laundry at that point. Try to keep your AC set at 78 or so. Isn't that the... Or maybe they say set it at 8. I don't know what the... What's the conserving setting?
I don't know.
I don't have that in the story, and I lost the story anyway, so that's useless. But they didn't give a specific. They just said between 1 and 10...
Take it easy.
Be as careful as possible with the electricity you're using because... People are going to be needing their air conditioners. It's going to be mega today. 116 for Livermore. That is just...
Too hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
By a lot of degrees, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't want it past 90. Frankly.
Yeah, 90's hot. 90's hot enough.
So that's a lot past 90.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that. By the way, the Niners won last night 23-13, and the
Good
Seahawks
job.
Beat the Raiders. What happened there? What's going on with that? College football really gets started this weekend, too, which is great news for those of us that love it. So I was about to do this. I'll do this list of things that always go on sale in September, but I saw this... This new Lego Millennium Falcon release and thought, you know, most of the people I know who have kids in that 5 to 9 range,
yeah,
they seem to be able to get their kid to do just about anything for a new Lego set.
Yeah. The Legos are so huge.
These Lego sets, what they remind me of is my dad used to take us to the hobby store and we'd buy a model.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get a model and you'd get some glue and you'd get some paint and you'd build that. And that would be your little project. Yeah. And of course, they'd come out horrible and my dad's would come out immaculate.
Perfect,
and
right.
He'd airbrush his.
Oh, goodness.
Ours never got to the point of even getting paint.
Just wasn't good enough to get airbrushed.
Just be a gunky mess with the nose crooked. Or whatever, you know.
Right.
Anyway, I guess the new model is these, they build these sets of Legos.
Right.
The kids get a,
there's
so here
a
it is.
A full direction kit. And yeah, that's, my kids had a lot of Star Wars Legos stuff growing up. They really loved to do the kits. And
in July of 07, Lego released the Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon set.
That's amazing. It looks
which
incredible.
Which had 5,195 pieces. It was the largest the toy maker had ever released.
Oh.
And here we are 10 years later, and it's getting a massive update and facelift with a price tag of $800.
Oh my God, $800?
And an additional 2,346 pieces.
Holy cow.
The new Millennium Falcon Lego set will go on sale, it looks like, starting on October 1st. And,
wow.
You know, this might be the big Christmas gift, I guess.
That
if
would
you
be
have
a big Christmas gift.
$800. It's huge.
That's enormous. It's a grown man holding it like a pile of logs in his hand.
It's huge. So I just thought I'd mention that real quick. I don't know what you can leverage from your child for an $800 Lego set. You'd think a whole year's worth of work.
You would think. They forget real fast, though.
Yeah, but Dad shouldn't have to see the lawnmower for a year
right.
or more.
$800. It's almost cruel that they do this, you know? There's so many people cannot afford an $800
right.
Lego set, and yet it's all your kid wants. Like, they see it, and they're just drooling over
One
it.
One of my buddies said that his kid has so many of these sets, but he wants more sets, like these models
right.
things that you build this specifically.
And then you have that thing.
Right. And I was asking him, why doesn't he just take all that he's got and build that himself? And he's like, you don't have kids. You don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm asking you, why doesn't he build whatever
because
he wants?
Because he wants the new pieces that have the specific things for this new thing that he wants to build. I'm with you. When I was a kid, Legos weren't in kits. You got
no,
a set
were.
Of Legos and you built something out of your imagination.
Well,
or you just made the biggest stack you could build.
Just a crappy castle.
Right.
Is all you could really end up doing.
But now they are, they're like you said, they are the new models of today. And once they've made one, they put it on their dresser or hang it from the ceiling. I don't know what they're doing with these things, but they need the new set to make the new thing. Well, Lego's got it. That's a racket. $800 in plastic.
It's almost 8,000 pieces.
Crazy.
Here are four things that go on sale in September. If you're ready to look forward to Christmas, maybe you want to pick these up early. Mm. TVs.
Oh,
they start going on sale in September as stores start making room for the newer models. Oh. Of course, there's big discounts in November on Black Friday. But smartphones, Apple and Samsung typically announce their latest models in September. And of course, you've got, we just mentioned it, September 12th is the big iPhone
8 release, or
yeah, announcement. Okay. So it'll go on sale a week or two later. So you could get a great deal on an iPhone 7 or 6.
Oh, maybe I should buy a backup 6.
Backup?
Yeah. I don't want one that doesn't have a jack. So I'm thinking I'll just buy another one of these 6s.
And have it on the shelf.
And this one dies.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
All right. Well, especially if it's deeply discounted.
New cars.
Oh, yeah.
Just like TVs and smartphones, new car models start hitting dealerships in September, so you might have the upper hand in that negotiation. Did Johnny V sell another car yet, or are we holding fast at one?
It was so close last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, he got away!
And this guy has come in a couple times, and John ended up picking a car, like up in San Jose, took it to the detailer.
Oh.
And then went through all the steps. And then the dude didn't buy the car. But he was like telling me he drove a car yesterday that's like $120,000.
Oh, man.
Did he love it?
He loved it.
I bet he did. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is like a dream job for
him. Did he immediately light cigarettes in it?
No, he doesn't smoke in the car, Vincent.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
That?
Well, you
he
never
doesn't
know.
Even smoke in his own car.
Right. Well, that's sure. You don't smoke in your own car, but.
That's right? Funny.
Right.
Also, vacations. Kids are going back to back at school and summer's over, so you should be able to score discounts on vacations right now, too. September's a good time to buy the following things: TVs, smartphones, new cars, and book a vacation.
All right.
All right. So this is the story that I was mentioning about the guy being called a hero.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A woman named Leah Adame, I don't know, from Orange County, California, tweeted a photo earlier this week. She's at a nail salon, and there was a guy there with his girlfriend feeding her chicken nuggets while she got a manicure.
Oh, that's sweet.
So her nails are locked up on the table.
But she's hungry.
And she's starving.
He doesn't want her to be hangry when she's done with her manicure.
Her boyfriend stands by with chicken nuggets and feeds them to her.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
One after another. Now the photo's gone viral, and people are calling this young man a hero for pulling the ultimate boyfriend move. For throwing
his
day.
Kind of a bitch move in a way.
It is such
a joke. I don't know if he's a hero or a
bitch. He throws his whole day away to be there at the nail salon with his girlfriend.
Is he dipping it in? Does it say what kind of sauce they were dipping
what?
In?
No.
I like the barbecue.
Who cares what kind of sauce she likes?
I haven't had a chicken nugget in forever.
Why do you say
sounds,
it like
that? Because it sounds really
so
good right now.
Oh, yeah. My God.
They're so bad for
is there
you.
Any no, food someone could mention that you wouldn't go, I got a hankering for cheese. That right now.
I don't want anything with blue cheese on it.
Pork feet.
Oh, yeah. I don't want those either.
Oh, pig's feet. Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
Bryn loves those. Bryn
you don't love anything. Them. You'll just eat them, right?
I like them in certain things.
Yeah.
In
you
stuff?
Like them in certain like in a salad?
In a soup. The certain soup that I eat. Or they're,
like
if it's well
foot,
prepared. Yeah, they have this weird pig feet, the Korean style that's flavored with something. I don't know. But
feet?
It's really soft. No, it's flavored with some sauce.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, it's delicious.
You like that?
Yeah, I mean, looking at it, it looks disgusting. But after I eat it, you know, I forget all about that.
Yeah, that's I don't know if he's a hero or what he is, but it's, you know, it's sweet.
Is it?
She's hungry. He's feeding her.
All right.
I have to get my nails done. I'll feed you. Can I stay with you? Yes, if you bring me nuggets. Okay, what flavor sauce? Oh, two sauces? Okay.
Most dudes live for the moment when their lady says, I gotta go get some girl thing done. You're like, yeah. Oh.
Now this guy wants to be with his girl at all times.
I can run for it. I'm gonna go bike or surf or sit and stare at a wall.
I wonder if he had a napkin too and he would like gently dab
her
mouth.
I'm sure he did. I mean, they're calling him there in the salon. They're calling him a hero.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, Drew is the agent, not the demo guy. The demo guy is Jonathan, Sarah. Get with it.
Oh, I don't know which one is which. I can't tell. This one had, when they showed the picture of me, had the couple-day stubble beard that people have. And so I figured he was the construction
guy.
They
seem pretty interchangeable. Yeah. The only segment I can get through. I like when they break a kitchen apart.
Yeah.
And sort of that standing countertop that's been there 20 years. It does just come apart with a hammer.
Mm.
Like all of a sudden this thing that I don't know how many times they've probably eaten on it or leaned into it. It's just over.
Yep.
Junk.
Yep.
Wind River is fabulous. The newest film by the guy who did Hell or High Water.
Oh, I don't know. That's,
says 415.
That
that's a good movie, but I don't know. Just maybe I'll go check it out.
All right, Hooman, maybe you will.
I love Postmodern Jukebox. Check out their YouTube channel. They even dress era appropriate. It's great.
Oh.
And we got so many texts from them, they're clearly a thing.
Oh, Postmodern Jukeboxes?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, about them.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, we played their version of the new Taylor Swift song, which is great. It's very, it's like a great sort of soulful, loungy thing. It's, I thought it was excellent.
Just saw Postmodern Jukebox in Concord last week. They were better than the headliner. They do all covers. Listen to Seven Nation Army. They rotate a bunch of vocalists.
Oh. Let's listen to Seven Nation Army.
Back in 1970, I was seven, and Dad took a job in Colombia for a year. I caught an episode of Narcos and was flooded with memories. It's very realistic.
Oh. And season three starts tonight on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm into
it. For those of you who are hankering. Did you find it?
I found a few different versions. I'm trying to find the proper one here.
720 says, Vin, the creepy bald guy is Caliban.
Oh, Caliban. Oh, of course.
He is used by the government bad guys to track down mutants. He has a change of heart and helps Professor X and Logan. His character was also in X-Men Apocalypse. And was played by a different character.
I see.
Wonder why I'm confused.
Right. Okay, here's...
That's a big no from me, but you know,
great.
Whatever. You like it?
Yeah, it's super good. I love the wah, 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 wah in the background. So cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it is Friday. It's Friday. A three-day weekend Friday. And we got the new music.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.